Congratulations, Dean.
Thank you.
What a performance. What a 3 points. What's your take on what an epic performance your team have just put in out there?
Yeah, tremendous performance. I mean, you know, going down to 10 men as well, I thought our counter-attacking looked scary at times. We created numbers of chances in the first half. You know, we've got away with Emmy making a really good save right at the start of the game when I think Tyrone slipped and they got in and he made a good save. But then we broke well and scored the first, a good first goal to score. And then I thought we defended really well when it was right to... I thought we just got the balance right between defending and attacking today. You know, we go down to 10 men, I thought the first yellow card was pathetic, if I'm honest. You know, Tyrone's stopping himself from getting attacked and he gets a yellow card for it. The second one, it looks like there's a foul just before Tyrone commits the foul as well. So two very, very soft yellow cards. But I said at the start, at half-time to the players that there's no one I could choose in the Premier League rather than Ollie Watkins to play on his own up front with 10 men. The shift, the work that he does is tremendous for the team, and the link up with Jack, and we wanted to play Jack a little bit higher as well and give them a problem. And that's why I say the balance, because you know our defenders were excellent, goalkeeper was excellent, to a man we were really good today.
We just spoke to Ollie then and he was saying it wasn't his day in front of goal, but he set up all three goals. A brilliant performance from him.
Yeah, it was superb. You know, and as I say, his work ethic, he gives centre-halves problems, he gives holding midfielders problems of getting on the ball, but his movement's really, really good, and, you know, there's more to come from him. You know, the goals will certainly come, and if he keeps playing like that, you know, I mean, he's hit the post, he's hit the bar. He's done everything but score today, and the lads will be really pleased with him, but... You know, that link-up with him and Jack was excellent, and, you know, it's a pity that we had to go down to 10 men because Bert had to come off, who'd scored the first goal, and, you know, it was just an all-round good performance today.
How nice is this for you now to have all of these attacking options? Because we talk so much about Jack, but for you to be able to stand here and talk about Ollie, to talk about Bertrand, to talk about all of these other players as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jack likes us speaking about him, but he certainly doesn't mind, you know, sharing the limelight as well, especially after a good performance like that. You know, as I say, Ollie, Garzy, Bertrand Traore as well today were excellent. But, you know, let's not forget the role that the two midfielders done. They've covered some yards today, John McGinn and Douglas Lewis. And, you know, it was an all-round team performance again, and that's the pleasing part. And another clean sheet.
I was going to say that, an eighth Premier League clean sheet of the season as well, particularly when you did go down to 10 men, even more impressive.
Yeah, it was. And as I say, it's important that you get that balance right between when to attack and when to press, especially when you've gone down to 10 men. But I thought we'd done that really well. And there's a maturity to the players now. I could hear Jack and Emmy arguing in the last couple of minutes because he'd taken a goal kick to the wrong side or whatnot. And, you know, that's what I want the players to be. I want them to be hungry to keeping clean sheets.
25 points from your opening 13 games. We spoke before the game about the Crystal Palace game in the restart that kind of kick-started your survival bid. Does this just show how far you've come? As it stands as we speak now, you're up to sixth.
Yeah, we have come a long way in a short space of time. You know, we knew coming into the Premier League we had to change the whole squad pretty much. We kept a core of players, the likes of Jack, John McGinn, Tyrone and people like that, but we brought in 13 players and it was always going to be tough. And, you know, the players have now become accustomed to it, and at the end of last season, having retained our status, we then could be a bit more choosier in terms of who we picked, and we picked more quality, and that's paying dividends at the moment.
And a win here at home for the Villa fans on BBC on Boxing Day, the perfect present.
Yeah, the perfect present to all of them. I mean, as I say, we wish they could be here, but we hope they've had a great festive period, and you know, that's certainly topped it with for them.